black seniors forced off of bus heading to the polls in Jefferson County, Georgia. You got some explaining to do down there.
South Carolina man shoots cousin over a bag of potato chips.
Jay-Z, Offset from Migos, nearly come to blows over Beyonce. What's that about?
Six mysterious deaths in Cleveland jail has judged to make most unusual decision for nonviolent offenders.
It's your boy Jolly.
I'm your girl LL.
And you can tell that we got a lot of stuff that we need to discuss tonight. So let's go ahead and get right into it. You ready, L?
Give it to him, Jolly.
Let's run.
We are talking about Jefferson County voters in Georgia. You heard about that?
I heard a little bit about it.
Yeah, they were taken off a bus.
Okay.
They were at the Senior Citizen. They were having a little rally at the Senior Citizen facility. And Black Vote Matters bus came in.
Okay.
And they were just, you know, talking to them about Black Vote Matter in Georgia.
You know, I think I heard something about this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A county clerk had called a senior center raising concerns about allowing the bus to take residents from the senior center to the voter polls in the city of Louisville, south of Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Louisville in Georgia?
It's south of Augusta.
South of Augusta.
Yes, okay. South of Augusta.
Okay, all right. Small town.
Yes, and the Black Voters Matter is a nonpartisan group encouraging African Americans to vote in the election.
All right.
So they were there and they were getting them all hyped up. They were saying, playing James Brown, I'm Black and I'm Proud,
okay.
and everything. And the senior citizens just getting all jamming and everything.
Because
and
James Brown, Augusta.
That's right. I'm Black and I'm Proud. And just getting them hyped, letting them know it's important for them to vote. The bus had words painted on it saying, the South is rising tour.
Okay.
So, for some reason, that led calls from the county clerk, you know, asking why were they getting on the bus? So, basically, they were up.
I remember, not to cut you off, but remember hearing this story.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular bus was also the South Rising Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It also had on the side of it, Black Votes Matter.
Yes. Yes, it did.
So, you think that could have played some type of way?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. They were really, really excited about voting.
Sure. And not to mention, they were probably excited about, and I mean, they lived in a senior center.
Right.
So they were probably excited just to get out of the facility and do something.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, how often do our seniors, once they get into that particular setting, are they allowed to actually go on a field trip?
Right. For all
so
of them to get
they're
together.
Having to get out for whatever the hell the reason.
Yes, right. Exactly. And that's what they were so excited about. But the county clerk called the county officials and they told them they had to get off that bus. And they sent the county regular transit buses, the smaller buses that, you know, maybe only hold about 15 people at a time.
Okay.
To go to the voting.
What?
Voting polls. But basically what happened...
Wait, hold on. Don't glaze over that.
Mm-hmm.
Run that back. What did you just say? They took them off the big bus.
Yeah, they took them off the big bus.
And put them into little smaller buses.
Just smaller buses. Smaller buses. But basically, they said that by the time the buses came, the little transit buses, it was time for lunch. So this happened from that morning... So they had enough time to go to the polls and then come back for their lunchtime. So the buses waited, the bus didn't come until it was almost their lunchtime. And so they decided to stay for that moment. So we have to get some updates and see if those senior citizens got a chance to vote.
Well,
they said that we're going to vote. Nobody's going to stop us. And they said it wasn't the first time someone has denied them or tried to prevent them from voting.
Really?
Yes. Yes, that's what they're saying. So we really have to get up. I need to look some more stuff up on this.
Now, so you're telling me that this is a new tactic in voter suppression or...
Exactly.
Because I understand that there was some concern behind... the housing or the place, the facility, and they all of a sudden decided that they were concerned about them going unsupervised, or on a bus going somewhere but
they don't have to be supervised. They're grown adults.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. They do not have to be supervised.
Right.
They are living in basically an assisted living facility.
Yes.
And if you can move around, then you can go.
They were able-bodied.
This is assisted living, not prison.
Not prison. Exactly. Exactly. They were trying. It was discouraging that they weren't able to vote. Saying when they're suppressing votes, they're going to come up with any type of excuse why you can't vote.
And where was this again?
Jefferson County, Louisville. Jefferson County, Georgia, Louisville, Georgia.
One more time.
Jefferson County, Louisville, Georgia.
Jefferson
South
County,
of Augusta.
Louisville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some stuff. We watching you.
Yes.
Understand, we watching you. As a matter of fact, all you little country towns out there, shouts out to everybody that listens to us. Shouts out to Randy, who called in, and I gotta let you hear that call.
Okay.
Don't have it for this episode, but he was, one of the GWFs that I talk about.
Okay.
He actually likes what we do, what we talk about. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get off. But shouts out to people like him that actually understand what's going on and understand that they're in a situation right now to where stuff is still not working the way it's supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? In America.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So toward black, brown, and melanated people. But I definitely appreciate you bringing that to the forefront.
That's right. Shout out to everyone that's going out to vote November 6th. It's early voting right now, but November 6th is the date.
Get in where you fit in. We are not trying to tell you either way, one way or the other, who to vote for, but definitely get out and vote.
Yes.
Vote your interest. Whatever means the most to you, vote. Let nobody, even if you own a boat, a boat or a bus or a box or a box car, whatever you own.
That's right.
However you get in there, make sure you get there to that poll and get your vote in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Don't let nobody stop you. This is old tricks, new faces.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? As my man used to say, you know what I'm saying? Different label, same flavor. What else you got, L?
Oh, wow. Well, we got about, the South Carolina man shooting his cousin over a bag of potato chips. That was in South Carolina.
Wait, what?
You ever heard about that?
Huh? What?
He was shooting his cousin over a bag of potato chips.
He shot his cousin. Oh, I don't even want to get into that right now.
Okay.
Let's hold on to that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Look, what I want to do right now, I want to slide into something that's really got everybody wondering right now.
All right.
Okay. And we're trying to figure out what the hell is going on with Jay-Z and Offset.
Okay, what happened?
Offset from Migos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my girl's husband.
Okay. All right. Hey, Team Cardi B. You know what I'm saying?
I love me some Cardi B.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Red. You know what I'm saying? These ain't red bottom blood shoes. I feel. But nigga, so Offset. Well, you may as well say Migos.
Okay.
Got a new joint coming out. They ain't released it yet, right? Mm. But clearly, in the preview or a little sample or selected listening party or whatever, it was a reference made to Cardi by Offset, referring to him as, referring to her as, mm-hmm. "You're my Beyonce," right?
Oh.
So, Offset, mm-hmm. refers to Cardi as my Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Couple lines down, he makes reference to a Jay-Z joint that says something to the point of my bitch.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Cool.
Okay.
Using reference to one of his lines that DJ had put out previously.
Okay.
Okay. And kind of swapped it out and used it. You know what I'm saying? Take for what it is for the moment, because it has not been thoroughly released yet. Mm-hmm. But it's top of the line news with us because, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something we didn't know about. And if it's propaganda, if it's game, if it's something that they, but there's video of them two interacting backstage at some show or some venue. And Jay seems to be kind of, sort of, I guess, upset, mm-hmm. but not really, you know what I mean? But my thing about it is, hey, Jay, Hova.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ho. How many times in your lyrics have you used the word bitch?
Okay, now let me get this straight. So Offset referred to Cardi B as his Beyonce.
Right.
And then a few lines down, he says, my bitch.
Right.
So is he saying that, is a Jay-Z upset because it may look like he has called Beyonce his bitch?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly. Exactly.
But Jay-Z wouldn't do that.
Well, check the video. Mm-hmm. Because it clearly looks like Jay may actually be trying to check Offset, mm-hmm. on something. But if you look, and to be totally honest, if you look in the background, you see the bodyguards, you see even Beyonce herself. You know what I'm saying? Standing back with this big Kool-Aid grin on their face. I don't know if it's a publicity stunt or if it's something for the cameras or just something to hype the new album. Mm. But it's getting a lot of heat on the social media. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but even if that was the point, mm-hmm. shout out to Jay,
yeah.
for standing up for your woman.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Because yeah. you are a father now and a husband now.
Yes.
However, let's not forget that you did produce 99 Problems. I mean, you did rap on 99 Problems.
The bitch ain't one.
Where you clearly said, I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not be superficial and hypocritical when, you know what I'm saying, the culture is just being the culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when it comes back around to you, mm-hmm. even though the individual may be paying homage
yes.
to you and your work. Yes. Sometimes it's just credit to you and your work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So don't take it so deep. I was talking to Vegas earlier today, and he was like, well, I got to see what type of context it was used in. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the big homie Vegas out
yeah.
there.
You know hey, what I'm saying? Vegas. Doing
his thing. What up, big soldier? But yeah, I mean, what context would it ever be right in to call a woman a bitch?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But that's the culture that we're in right now. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say, oh, now, way I feel. You can't say right now that, oh, I got a daughter. Oh, I got a wife. Mm-hmm. The same one that you just referred to. You know what I'm saying? When you were paying homage, mm-hmm. a homage, however you pronounce it. You know what I'm saying? Depends on whatever side of the Mississippi you on. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Where you at in the diaspora. You know what I'm saying? You paying credit to a particular rapper. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Tupac had me and my bitch. Jay came back and did credit to Tupac.
Yeah, he did.
He and Beyonce, yeah. me and my bitch.
Right.
Come on now. I mean, what side of the road we gonna play? But I must say that this is the hardest I've ever seen that I've seen Jay in a long time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even though he kind of still look like a clown. Not saying Jay is a clown. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen memes now
mm-hmm.
where there's Beyonce and there's Jay.
Yes.
On the flight. Jay got the window seat.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, I guess, is taking the photo, the selfie.
Yes.
Right? Jay is actually sitting over there, you know what I'm saying, looking like fucking, remember the movie Radio?
Yes. Cooper Goody? Ready, yes.
He's
yes.
on there looking like a real life radio. I didn't know JT was that buck.
Oh
and I'm not just talking goodness. The two front ones. I'm talking about all of them. And he's got
you
this
don't
little.
Talk about my
Jay. I'm not, but, no, bro, mm-hmm. Dude, I'm a Jay fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's happy. He's a happy man right
no,
now.
No, dude, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I don't want to give too much credence, you know what I'm saying, to this story. I really don't want to do it because I'm a Jay fan.
Yes.
I've been following Jay since he wasn't even on a label with anybody, right. since he was struggling. You know what I'm saying? Since he was the dope boy really trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jay for doing what you're doing, becoming
That's
a
right.
businessman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we got to check ourselves for what we did and how when it flopped back on us. That's all I'm saying. But like I said, like Vegas said, we haven't heard it. Let's see how, you know what I'm saying, who did what.
Right.
It may be a publicity stunt, but there it is. And you know,
and we all know that 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. It was referring to male and female. You know what I'm saying? You could take it both ways. So, you know, like you said, we need to find out how Offset was using it, what contact he was using.
We're definitely going to find out something.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, now let's go to. You want to go to the South Carolina?
No, let's go straight to South Carolina.
All right, now.
Let's go straight to South Kakalaki. South cocking back. Y'all heard me? Let's ride. What up?
In Colton County, South Carolina. South Carolina man is accused of shooting his cousin after dispute over some salt and vinegar potato chips.
Well, damn, he cocked it back for real. The hell? I didn't know you was going to do that.
Don't mess with my salt and vinegar potato chips. I'm sorry. I kind of feel like him, too. I ain't going to shoot nobody, though. But, you know, salt and vinegar potato chips be tasting good. But,
what the hell?
He's 19 years old. Faces charges of attempted murder.
Who is 19? The uncle?
The cousin.
Okay,
who was mad about his salt and vinegar potato chip.
He's
19.
Who did he bust a cap in?
The 17-year-old cousin. 17-year-old, he injured right. him. So he is facing charges of attempted murder. Ryan Dean Landale, 19, of Colton County, South Carolina. And he told him, he said, "Do not disturb my chips or I will shoot you." And the 17-year-old cousin, you know.
What did you just do?
I said, you know that country talk, y'all know country talk. You know, he double dog dared him. And the 17-year-old took him up on his dare. And he got shot.
Wait, hold up. So Buddy said, "Don't touch my shit."
Yeah, don't touch him. Don't touch my chips.
And dude said, "Whatever.
Yeah.
These is salt and vinegar. I'm finna get one of these." Mm-hmm.
Tasty too.
He turned around and like, maybe they were Lay's.
Maybe they were. Can't eat but one.
You can't.
Woo.
Yeah.
He was in jail under a $55,000 bond. And basically, he first told the sheriffs that his cousin accidentally shot himself. The 17-year-old accidentally shot himself.
Mm.
But that wasn't the case. Found out from the 17-year-old that his 19-year-old cousin shot him.
Oh. Okay. Well,
family feud.
Big ups to South
Colton,
Carolina?
Yeah, Colton County.
South Cocky Back. Hey, man. Y'all earned that name. And that is definitely, I'm just going to assume right now that that was part of the white on white crime report. Has to.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So I'm thinking,
yes,
like,
it was.
Damn. Yeah, clearly. South Carolina, man, get some more salt and vinegar potato chips out there, because y'all shooting motherfuckers out there about the potato chips, man. Damn.
Oh my goodness,
bro. Okay, well, that's what's up. Lead me into the next one, baby. I mean,
now this one touched my heart when I started reading about it, and okay. I really give big ups to Judge Michael L. Nelson Sr.
All right.
Of Cleveland Municipal Court.
All right.
He has said that he would release people charged with such crimes until their next court appearance rather than holding them on bail.
Okay.
Basically, what's going on is there has been 6 inmate deaths in the past 4 months. So therefore, this judge is saying people that are accused of low-level crimes will be released. They will not go to jail until their court date. So they will not come back to court until their court date. So if they have to, you know, go see a probation officer on a regular basis until their court date, or they can have the little ankle monitors on
right.
them. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But this is in Cleveland, and it's been awful. 5 inmates in the Cleveland jail, 1 in Euclid City Jail. And they've been mysterious deaths. The last death, he died 4 days after he was arrested
right.
on a warrant.
Right.
2 of the men were found hanging from their cells. 2 other men had drugs in their system.
Okay.
And there's been another one that is undetermined also.
Mm.
So he's saying that this is very, very unusual.
And suspicious.
That, yes, that right. people need to wake up. This is right. what the judge is saying. People right. need to wake up and understand.
And this is a brother, correct,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Okay. This same man also was the president of the NAACP in Cleveland, and he dealt a lot, was very active in the Tamir Rice case.
Okay.
That
okay.
happened okay. back in 2012.
Okay. Shout out to that brother, man.
Yes.
Shout out to
yes.
that brother for doing the right thing.
I mean, he is right. really, really taking charge, and he is a judge, and he's letting other judges know that this should not be accepted at all.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. there was a black judge that was suspended without pay for 90 days after admitting on Monday that he should not have made racially charged comments, including complaining on Facebook that a prosecutor had deliberately sought out all white jurors.
What?
Right. Judge Olu Stevens mm-hmm. Was accused by the state of commissioning 8 counts of violating Kentucky's judicial code after having saw that individuals were being basically given white jurors, all white jurors, or predominantly white jurors, basically mm-hmm. not a jury of their peers.
Oh.
Right. And even in his statements, like, I recognize how serious it is to accuse someone either expressly or implicitly mm-hmm. Of racism, Stevens said in a statement released on Monday.
Right.
But the brother actually went down and really just doggone just cleared the jury box, because mm-hmm. yo, y'all ain't finna do that here.
That's right.
And it was a black wow. defendant.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So shout out to him for
yes.
taking it. Shout out to the brother that you spoke about.
Yes.
You know what I'm
Michael
saying? For doing the right thing, because
yes.
that's what we need in these court systems, man. We need somebody that's, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking Judge Mathis. I'm not knocking Judge Maybelline or nobody that's on television doing their thing.
Right.
But when it comes to the real, real, real life,
yes, real
and you
world.
Can make a change,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Stand up and don't let these folks get into, you know what I'm saying, that injustice that they do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So
exactly.
yeah, so shout out to both of these brothers. Shout out to Judge Olu Stevens, and mm-hmm. shout out to
Judge Michael Nelson.
Okay, for sure. That is actually the doggone of black doing good in the hood.
That's right.
Spotlight right mm-hmm. there. So we killed mm-hmm. 2-1 with
absolutely.
That one.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So other than that, man, we done shot people over potato chips, and we done called out racism, and we done went over there and basically stood up to Jay-Z and whatever. You see how that gonna work. I mean,
we will. It'll be just fine.
But
I'm
look,
sure.
Look, that's for sure. I guess we can go ahead and call this one the episode.
All right.
You know
all
what I'm
right.
saying? A little hit and quit it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
nothing
James
wrong
said.
With that.
Huh?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess.
Gosh.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Little hit and quit it, man. I mean, don't say another word. Just hush. Stop. Stop right there. And like the preacher says, stop right there.
Stop right there.
Anyway, it's been your boy Jolly Man sitting right here alongside the greatest co-host that the world has to offer.
LL.
You're going to want to tune in to this episode, the next episode, the episode after the next episode. You're just going to want to tune in, because we got some stuff to say, man. And you know what we're going to talk about next time around.
Uh-huh.
L.
What?
Pimps.
Mm-hmm.
Pimps. Pedophiles.
Okay.
pushes in the pulpit.
In the what?
Don't play with me.
In the pulpit. Get out of here, Jock.
Don't play with me.
You're going to start some stuff now.
Pimps, pedophiles, pushers, anything else you can come up with a P for, they in your P. That's your pulpit. We going to run them down. We going to call names. We going to shame. We going to do everything. Bruh, it's finna get hot in here.
It is. Y'all got to call in. Y'all got to message in. Whatever you got to do.
Here. Check us out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Twitter. But most importantly, make sure that you call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, email anybody that you know, and let them know that the Blackest Show is on your radio.
Talk black to me.
Talk black to who?
Me.
Talk black to me. If you're talking to anything else, why are you talking to me? Holla, y'all. Love y'all. Be black.